I almost forgot. This is Sophie, Sophie Benchita Maven, and this is going to be the days of power, energy, transmission or energy download for October 5. Okay. Let me calm down. Let me get a drink of water. I am by myself on the call. This way I don't have to struggle with everyone on the call and their emotions. All right, so the way you do this is sit straight up on a chair, the back straight. It's important because you block the energy when you slouch, and luckily you're not on the call. So if you were on the call and slouched, everybody's energy would be blocked. So now you understand why I am doing it by myself. All right, so you close your eyes. You find yourself or locate yourself. Most people find it on their head. How do you know? It actually, when you say, find myself, it starts to buzz. So it's not always at the same place. It's buzzing on my left eye now. I'm going to move it down to my physical center, which is for everybody, about 2 inches, 5 centimeters below your navel, inside. You can't drop it. So we are going to slowly move it down. Controlled movement. Okay, so it's in the forehead, eyes closed. The attention energy that can move it is, comes from the middle of your back. If you wear a bra, it's where your bra strap is. And slowly moving down, it's at my nose, it's at my mouth, my chin, my throat, likes to hang out there. As it goes, it activates. So what happens, okay, so it's going to be in my throat until I move it further. Wherever you move yourself, that area gets all lit up and all active. That is where you are now locating yourself. So I'm locating now in my throat, which is actually not very pleasant. So I'm going to move it further down. It's in the chest, on the chest bone. Okay, that is very interesting. So as on the chest bone, it's right on the top of the thymus, thymus gland, and it blocks the breath. Okay, so I'm going to move it further, and now it's in the solar plexus. Now I can breathe again, and then in the stomach, and in the navel. And it's under the navel. And I'm going to move the whole equipment into my pocket because I always forget that I need my belly free. All right, and I put my palm against that 2 inches under my belly button, and I'm going to wait until my hand and the self in the belly button or under the belly button connect. How I'm going to know that there's a pulse connection. I'm tightening up. I'm not sure why. It's a good idea to have both hands there. One hand supports the one that's on the belly button. No connection yet. If you took your attention away from your physical center, there's nothing to connect to. That's probably what I did. Okay. There's a connection. I refocused on my physical self. All right. So this is where you're going to stay. If you get tired, just remove both hands. It's not that important that you keep your hand there. But if you do, it keeps you busy. All right. So I'm going to move that same self to my tangerine spot first. And then from there, I'm going to climb to the center from where the energy comes from. Okay, the energy, I mean the self is at the tangerine spot. The tangerine spot lit up. Now I push it up about a foot. And then another 3 feet. And I hang out there. That's from where I can do all kinds of source energy downloads. But this is not the same energy. This is a much stronger energy. And it doesn't come down even if I keep that opening open. It does not. This is a very strong energy that I have to take the time and the courage to climb up. The climbing up is much like a fireman's pole. The firemen normally come down, I'm going up. Okay, so climbing the pole. So I pull up with my hands and push up with my legs. And I'm going to start climbing now. I have a hunch that if I did this every day, I would get really strong legs. I can feel the muscles in my legs moving. It's a long climb. The reason I'm talking, because it allows me to focus my attention, otherwise my attention and everyone's attention tends to wander. So this is how I keep myself focused. Not myself, my attention. And climbing, and climbing, and climbing. I don't mean to be boring, but that's what I'm doing. I'm climbing. Okay, I'm getting close. There's pressure on my head. Okay, it's getting hot and heavy. And climb. Scary. I am scared. My heart is fluttering. And up, and it's hard to keep my attention together. It wants to wander to next door where they built a... I'm climbing, I'll tell you at the end. And I am up, and I pull myself. It's like a well that has an edge. Okay, and I need to wait until I can locate myself and calm down and relax, because otherwise the light will just ignore me or burn me, who knows. Don't try. Okay. Shoulders are still very tight. My neck is tight. Okay. Alright. I am relaxed now and waiting for the light to find me. I'm still scared. All right, I'm relaxed again. Okay, I can feel the light coming. It's orange. Normally I don't see it, but it feels orange. Burnt orange. Okay. Oh, it's heavy. Okay. It pushes my head back. Okay, let me straighten it out. Okay, allow it, allow it, allow it, allow it, allow it. It's very challenging, actually. No matter who you are, no matter what you can do, it is not very humanly tolerable. All right, and it started its descent through the channel that I created by climbing up. It's kind of coldish. And chunky. Okay, my body is resisting. Wants to block it. It's actually too chunky. It's like chunky. I mean, it's like it comes in like lumps. It's not like water. It's like, I don't know, lumps. I put my hand on the top of my head to calm myself down. Oh, good. That's a good countermeasure for the lumps. It's still very lumpy. Is it going to get smooth? I don't think so. It's like plunk and plunk. And plunk. I wonder why. It's not solid. It's like jelly. Jello. When I come back, I'm also test why it's like this. I've never experienced a light like this. Is my vessel full? Wow. Yeah, it is these big plunks. My vessel is full. Alright, I'll give you another minute. My heart doesn't like it. It's too full. Okay, I'm coming down. Arm yourself. So after you do it once, come back and do it a few times. Do it a little bit at a time. It's just a little too raw. I am down. That was actually very trying. Okay, so as far as holidays go, it's the first night of Sukkot. I have no idea. Tried to look it up, what Sukkot is. It's an energy. But why it would be so chunky, I don't know. A lot of Christian sects borrowed these holidays if they do it their way, they completely mean something else. Oh, my next door neighbor is a born again Christian. I think she's having a good time because I haven't felt the bad end for a whole day. Wow, right? Alright, so this is it for now. Please do it a few times and be nice to yourself. It was a little bit rough this time. Okay? But it's a very solid energy and it's going to support you in whatever you are up to. Okay? Thank you.